Ian has weakened in strength.
Ian is now a tropical storm. It has maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour. After it's been moving across the Florida Peninsula, the winds have come down a bit.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says that doesn't mean Ian is any less of a danger, because there will continue to be rainfall and the risk of floods in Florida, Georgia, and the Lowcountry of South Carolina. Berg says there's also a chance that Ian could become a hurricane once again. I'm Donna Water.